I'm delighted now to welcome to the program Bernard Rubinstein. He is an orchestra conductor. He is a member of the Sister City of Santa Fe Executive Committee and the president of the Cuba Sister City Group. Welcome to the Radio Cafe.
Thank you, Mary Charlotte. It's a treat to be with you this morning.
So you are part of an event that is happening tomorrow, Thursday the 15th of July, here in Santa Fe. The Cuba Caravan is visiting this city for the first time. What is the Cuba Caravan?
The Cuba Caravan is a program by the Interreligious Fellowship Community Organization in New York. For the last 21 years, they have been sending buses, school buses generally, from all over the United States and Canada. They cross over the border into Mexico, and they're shipped by freight to Cuba, and they bring medical supplies, construction materials, and needed equipment, which is not possible to get to Cuba because of the 50-year-old embargo and trade boycott that our country has unfortunately persisted in continuing.
Now, was it last year that there was some trouble with the materials actually getting to Cuba?
Almost every year at the border, the United States Border Patrol acts in a harassing fashion. They examine every single box. They confiscate computers. And they make a very, very difficult time for this equipment to cross through the border.
Which is odd because they're leaving the country.
I mean, you can
think Border Patrol is about what's coming in, not what's going out.
That's true. It's an irrational policy by the Border Control. But the idea of the Cuba Caravan is to cross the border and send this equipment and the members of the caravan, whom we call caravanistas, without asking permission from the United States government. In other words, they're trying to keep the pressure on to end the blockade and normalize relations with Cuba. So they refuse to ask for permission. They feel as American citizens we shouldn't have to ask where we travel. So it's just a protest and also a goodwill journey with all of these buses. And we're going to have now two buses joining in Santa Fe, the very first time in Santa Fe. We'll have a welcome ceremony tomorrow at 4 o'clock on the plaza. And the Cuban band Sabor, the Santa Fe Cuban band, will play. And we'll welcome the caravan. And then in the evening in Westminster Presbyterian Church, it's on Manhattan Avenue, between St. Francis and Manhattan Avenue, we'll have a little program talking about the caravan. The caravan members will speak. And we'll have a reception at 6 o'clock and then a program at 7. So any listeners who are interested in Cuba issues, in the caravan, in United States foreign policy, are more than welcome to come to our welcome ceremony on the plaza at 4 and in the evening at Westminster Presbyterian Church.
And, of course, music by Sabor, which is a wonderful band that plays Cuban music that's based right here in Santa Fe.
Oh, yes. Victor is very happy to play a little Cuban music for this welcome ceremony. It'll be a lot of fun.
So this is Pastors for Peace who are behind all of this. How is Cuba policy changing? One thing I've noticed is that there's a lot of Cuban musicians playing all over the United States. We had Tradición here, Pupi Los Que Son Sonner in New York.
Buena Vista Social Club has come, although they didn't get their visas in time to play in Brooklyn a couple of weeks ago. But it seems in the last half year, more musicians have been given permission to come to this country.
It's unbelievable.
It is, and one would hope that this is the start of a relaxation of policy. Those of your listeners who might follow Cuba policy might know that the House Agricultural Committee passed a bill, through the committee bill at least, into Congress to open up agricultural sales and open up travel to Cuba. And whether this will be passed by Congress remains to be seen. But there does seem to be some momentum. Just in the last couple of days, Cuba has released some political prisoners, whether that will have any effect at all. And Fidel even appeared on television last night, which was remarkable. But the idea is, and I'm very, very much in favor of cultural exchange and letting people go to Cuba. I've enjoyed my trips. I've been to Cuba now 8 times conducting Cuban orchestras. And I have Cuban students. I get a dozen emails every day from Cuban friends. And the fact that United States citizens are not allowed to Cuba is just a travesty from my point of view.
And one of the things that I think has to be made abundantly clear is that Cuba will give anybody a tourist visa for $15 in the airport in Mexico. It's the United States that doesn't want them to travel. And it's not even a State Department thing. It's a Treasury Department thing called trading with the enemy. They don't want you to spend any money in Cuba. But it's never... People always say, oh, well, how do you get a visa to go to Cuba?
It's very easy.
You buy $15
at the airport.
In
it's
the airport.
Very easy. The Cubans are so hospitable and so welcoming. And anyone who goes to Cuba and then... Many Santa Feans who have been to Cuba, members of our group have traveled to Cuba under various associations, have always had a marvelous time. The Cuban hospitality is wonderful. The people are warm and welcoming. You don't have to worry about crime. You don't have to worry about acts of violence. The culture is extraordinary. The music, as you well know, and the dancing is just fabulous.
And if you're going as a journalist, as I have done, you can interview virtually any musician in the whole country. There's no sort of firewall around them.
Absolutely not. You can go and talk to anyone on the street. You're not no one is restricted from speaking to you. And so the idea of the caravan is just to publicize this blockade. This has been going on for over 50 years to end the embargo. And everyone needs to work very hard to open up agricultural sales, open up travel to Cuba, so that we, as Americans, can express our freedom to travel, which we should enjoy with all countries. We can travel to China, we can travel to Vietnam, why not Cuba?
We're talking to Bernard Rubenstein. So tell us about the Sister City program.
Santa Fe has a sister city. Many people in Santa Fe are not aware that Santa Fe has its own Cuban sister city. It's the third largest city in Cuba, called Holguín. H-O-L-G-U-I-N, has a strong culture. They have their own opera company. They have wonderful theater groups, children's puppet groups. They have a wonderful orchestra. I've conducted their opera and their chamber orchestra on many occasions. The city of Holguín is a wonderful, wonderfully cultural city. And the purpose of the Santa Fe Cuba Sister City Association is to continue contacts and cultural contacts with our Cuban sister city. And it would be my hope and the hope of our Cuba Sister City group that we can bring cultural groups from our sister city to Santa Fe at some time. We've had interest from them. There's a children's puppet theater that I could see appearing on the plaza and at the Children's Museum. And, you know, it would just be wonderful to have a more open exchange with this group.
Now, Holguín is a place I've never been, but... whereas Havana and Matanzas and Santiago are really Afro-Cuban cities, this is more of a kind of European, Euro-Cuban city.
Yes. Holguín has less of the Afro-Cuban culture in contrast to Santiago, which is very African in culture. And it's more European, perhaps, in many ways. If you visit Holguín in the winter, you'll see thousands of tourists from Canada, Spain, France, Germany, all of the European countries visit Holguín, which is a very welcoming for tourists, with the exception of United citizens who are not allowed to go there.
So you have done a lot of conducting there.
Yes, I've worked with the opera company there called Teatro Lirico, wonderful singers, and I would just love at some point for some of their talented singers to be apprentices with the Santa Fe Opera. You know, I've done... Mozart operas. I've done La Boheme. I did a performance of La Boheme with them. And they do zarzuelas, and it's just a wonderful, wonderful company. And they have theater groups. They have one of the most outstanding modern dance groups that I've ever seen, called Codanza. Very strong cultural life in our Cuban sister city.
And their artistic and musical training is very good.
Excellent. Every city has conservatories. The most talented children get free musical education, and they can get free musical education throughout their entire careers. They're sent to the conservatory in Havana for their advanced education. I have many students. As a matter of fact, I have several conducting students, women conductors. One of my women conducting students is now the head of the orchestra in Santiago. She just graduated from the conservatory with top honors last year. So very talented musicians of all sorts. Many of them go to Europe for advanced scholarships in France and Germany. We're aware certainly of the popular musical culture in Cuba, but not aware of the strength of the classical musical culture in Cuba.
So the Cuba Caravan, once again, will be visiting Santa Fe tomorrow, Thursday, the 15th of July. And at 4 o'clock, there will be a welcome ceremony at the plaza in Santa Fe with music by Sabor. I have to say those R's.
Yes.
All of them. and then a reception at the Westminster Presbyterian Church at 6 o'clock, and that's close to downtown, at 841 West Manhattan.
It's on Manhattan, right at the intersection of Manhattan and St. Francis.
So and you can pretty much walk there from the plaza.
Yes, not too much difficulty. And then the caravanistas will give a little program at 7, talk about the caravan. And if any of your listeners have construction materials, books, technical books, scientific books that they would like to contribute, we're accepting all sorts of things for contributions on Thursday evening at Westminster Church. And if they would like more information, they can go to the IFCO site. That's www.ifconews.org. And if they'd like to contact me about the Santa Fe Sister City program, they can go Santa Fe Holguin, Holguin, Sister Cities at yahoo.com.
Excellent.
Santa Fe Sister Cities, Holguin Sister Cities at Yahoo, and they can have contact with me.
Bernard Rubenstein, thank you so much for being with us on the Radio Cafe.
Thank you so much, Mary Charlotte.
You've been listening to the Santa Fe Radio Cafe. My name is Mary Charlotte. We're streaming live on the web at ksfr.org, podcasting at santafe.radiocafe.org, thanks to Dotfoil Computer Services. You can subscribe to the show on iTunes. You can find us at facebook.com/radiocafe, and my email address is radiocafe@ksfr.org. Stay tuned for the BBC, followed by local news by KSFR's award-winning news team. And after that, Good Morning Jazz features a visit from jazz photographer Paul Slaughter to discuss his new book. Broadcasting from the Santa Fe Baking Company, my name is Mary Charlotte. Tune in tomorrow. Tomorrow is our one-day fun drive. One day only, ladies and gentlemen. We need your support. We hope you will tune in. We've got a fun show for you tomorrow on the cafe. And I will be there much of the day as well. So keep your dial tuned. KSFR, Santa Fe's only public radio station, broadcasting from the Santa Fe Baking Company. Hasta la vista. Ciao.